This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got Commanders news today. Kicker Zane Gonzalez has been re-signed. I have been perturbed by how little action and activity we've seen from them signing their own guys. It's very strange. A lot of teams are starting to get this done, and I'm sure they will. But they have 28 free agents. Mm-hmm. I would have thought by now 3, 4, 5, 6 of the guys that are pretty easy to get done, you would have already had these deals for. But Zane Gonzalez is not going to make a lot of money. I think this is smart to bring him back to compete at training camp. But he was 5 of 7 in the regular season. He was 1 of 2 in the playoffs. And his only one that he made was a game winner against the Tampa Bay Bucs that hit an upright on the way in. The doink to beat Tampa. If that ball is 4 more inches, 3 more inches, 2 more inches, I don't know, maybe 1 more inch to the right, he's not re-signing here today. Mm-mm. Because he misses that kick and they probably get eliminated right then and there. But the doink went in. Zane Gonzalez is still a Commander. And after making 19 extra points without missing, and only missing 3 field goals in his 9 total games, he will have a chance to compete in training camp.
From 37 to send Washington to the final 8. The Washington Commanders off the upright, and it is in! They fight their way to the divisional round!
God, that call is so good. That call is what Mike Tirico, like, he doesn't need a sizzle reel, like some young broadcaster trying to get a job.
Right,
at this
up and comer named Tirico just sent me a demo.
But in a world where Mike Tirico has a website that he sends people to, I want that call on that reel.
So good.
It's just fantastic.
I think back to my emotions. There was a lot happening in a very short amount of time. Ball meets foot, it looked good, and then it starts drifting right. And I couldn't even get the actual words out of my mouth, but the string of curse words. It was like in A Christmas Story when all the screws came off and the kid said the dirtiest word that you could possibly say. But it was a foul-mouthed explosion in my brain as that thing starts drifting right, that he just missed it, that he ruined everything. Oh, no, it's fine. It's all good. It went in. The euphoria that was preceded by unbridled anger and frustration.
Look, I'm happy for Zane Gonzalez. Not only that the kick went in, because I'm happy for me.
Yep.
But I'm also happy for Zane Gonzalez that he has a chance to be the kicker here long term. But he has bounced all over the place, and I think for pretty good reason, right? I mean, last year, his kickoff touchback percentage was about 30%. Now, for his career, it's actually 55%. So some of that was by design, I would imagine. But they didn't have him kick long field goals. He attempted 150-plus yarder in the regular season. Some of that is because they're a fourth and go for it team.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think they just don't necessarily
not a lot of confidence in that,
trust the leg per se, and I need a big leg kicker at this point. All I can say is when he lines up to kick a field goal, I don't have the confidence that I want. It might be a me problem. You sit down with the girl and you say, it's not you, it's me. It might be that I know you were signed off the street in the middle of the season. So I just don't view you like I would if a team brought you in for 3 years and $15 million or something. Maybe I'm holding that against him. But when he lines up for a kick outside of 44 yards or something, I am nervous. and the doink did not help me. I think his story's great. He has OCD. He's obsessive compulsive disorder. Mm-hmm. And because of that, on the sideline, he is very twitchy, and he's rubbing his head, and he's taking his shoe on and off, and he's touching the bench 14 times, and he's doing all these things like Jack Nicholson in
As Good as It Gets.
And, you know, he's eating at the same place, and Helen Hunt is his waitress. And, like, I think this is an awesome thing that he is bringing awareness to that disorder and that he is thriving. That those are all good things. All I know, Danny, is while I'm rooting for him because of that, when he's lining up to kick a game-winning field goal in week one from 51 yards, I don't have high confidence. And that is why I would like to do better. Resign him, no problem. Bring him back to camp. Let's do it. I'm looking for someone who's been around the league for 10 years making big kicks.
Yeah, with you on that. I mean, if they'd signed him to Brandon McManus money, then I'd go, what are we doing? This is non-committal type money. This is a...
Have we seen the figure?
You're a placeholder. No, I thought we did. I thought it was just over $1 million. Maybe I'm wrong.
I
could have sworn I saw it.
Javala's got it, apparently, so we can pull it up.
Yeah, 1 year, 1.17.
Great. No problem.
Minimum
deal. That's also cuttable.
Yeah, that's my point, is that there's nothing that says that that's your kicker automatically. Now, he might win the job. He might show up and have had a great offseason and, you know, has added a couple yards to both touchback ability and field goal kicks. Totally fine. He can win the job for me. But my point is there is nothing about that that says, all right, we're done looking. That's it. We've solved it. On to the next bit of business. And I'm with you, by the way, just as a quick overarching note. I would have thought there'd be a few more signings announced here now. I'm not complaining, just it's interesting to me. I'm wondering how many guys are out looking, saying maybe I'll be able to cash in based on what I did here. Just something to think about.
Clary, do you have the ability to blur anything out on the camera or no? I'm wondering if you guys have access to like a bar where you could blur out if someone was like,
no,
if
I don't.
Was to rip off my shirt, my chest.
Because
Danny's wearing a Colonial shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're no longer the Colonials for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that on YouTube today. You feel good about putting that video out there?
I feel just fine.
Your face in the same shot as that?
Yeah.
That's like, you know what pick floating around with your face in it?
It is?
I think so.
It's the same as one of those?
You in the Colonials? Is that what you want to be?
That's what it was.
But you're a revolutionary now.
I'm not. I never was. I never played for them.
It's like Daryl Green. He's a Commander now.
But he never was.
But he's Mr. Commander, right?
No, he can't be.
Okay. So you're Mr. Colonial.
That's probably a little bit self-aggrandizing. I don't know that I'd be able to say I'm Mr. I mean, they're some pretty good players over the years.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.